With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
Welcome to the Daily Pattern. If you've been around at all, you know that we've taken a little bit of a break from production over the summer. We've been doing reruns in the summer season, but now it's fall, and we're starting a new series with new content we're excited about. We're starting a series called Reopening the Bible. As everybody's talking about reopening in society, how do we reopen? When do we reopen? What does that look like? Business, school, travel, sports, workplaces. We want to ask, though, before we go back to normal, whatever that is, we want to ask, have we learned anything? Before we reopen again, are we doing it faithfully? We want to return to God's Word as the foundation for any reopening. And so in this Reopening the Bible series, we're going to look at six key biblical events that have always defined God's people. Things like creation, covenant, the Exodus. We want to look at these major texts in Scripture, and the meditations will follow those and comment on those, and we pray that you're blessed as you reopen God's Word and build your life around it.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord of the Church, teach us to remember that we are but the dust into which your Spirit breathes. We are earthen vessels. You have called us to be the treasures of your grace. Lead us to be ambassadors of your kingdom. Show us how to love our neighbor selflessly. Form us into faithful servants. Mold us as obedient followers. Love us and send us in your name. Amen.
The Confession. Lord, I confess that I have not honored you as I should. I have not been faithful to represent you in my life. I have failed to glorify you and bear witness to your name. I have been a hypocrite. I have claimed your name, but denied you before others. I have been a part of the church's turmoil and tension. Cause me and all Christians to walk together as people who know that they are yet sinners. Help us to deal with one another, not as the good or the bad, but as the forgiven. Help us to love much, because we are forgiven much by you.
Today we focus on the Word. Our word this week comes from Exodus chapter 14, verses 21 through 31. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. and in the morning watched the Lord in a pillar of fire and a cloud, looked down onto the Egyptian forces, and threw the Egyptian forces into a panic, clogging their chariot wheels so that they drove heavily. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from before Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal course when the morning appeared. And as the Egyptians fled into it, the Lord threw the Egyptians into the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen. Of all the host of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea, not one of them remained. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters being a wall to them unto their right hand and to their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians, so the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord, and in his servant Moses.
Benediction from Ephesians chapter 3. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.